that in the calendar, the dates or anything. Mm-hmm. Roughly somewhere between 6 and 7 months.
And so what was it like actually in the camp?
Well, did absolutely nothing. Mm. At first I thought, well, I'll keep exercising, walking around, keeping shape. I had a good diet. You see, we only had a dip with potato soup and slice of bread once a day. Mm. That was the only thing. No breakfast, no anything, just that once a day.
So you got to the point where you were too weak to walk around?
Yeah.
Wow. How about, do you have any poignant memories of being there in the camp?
Oh, now, when they take a prisoner, if you're an officer, you go to camp for officers. If you're a non-commissioned officer, like I was, with all sergeants in the camp. And then if you're a private, there's a group of all privates.
Hmm. And so you were, what was your class?
Rank.
Yeah,
I was a staff sergeant.
A staff
sergeant. If you're a private, they could make you work, provided it wasn't something to do with the war. Couldn't help them make bullets and stuff like that. You weren't allowed to part of the law. But in my rank, if you volunteered, you could work. But no one would volunteer.
Mm.
In some ways, you're better off to work because you could steal, like you put you in a garden picking weeds and stuff, you could steal raw vegetables.
Mm.
But we didn't have any. Then one time they brought a truck in. A load of cabbage. And they wanted to help us to unload it. I said, oh, I don't want to work on that. That was right in the camp. So I went down and took my armful of them and drop them in the bin. Well, I did tear off a leaf off the cabbage and eat it on the way back. And just before they moved us back into the compound itself, I put a cup of cabbage underneath it. Like I had a jacket held on. Well, the guards come along with this, it's feeling like that. Well, we had some guards there. They were ex-prisoners of war from World War I. And this one in particular, he was a prisoner in England in World War I. And he was very friendly. Come on, he hit the two cabbages like that. It's grim at me. Well, I knew that I couldn't get him back through into the compound. At the gate there was a young lieutenant who had been wounded in Africa by the Americans, and he didn't like us. And he didn't nail that cabbage on me.
Yeah.
So I threw it back, and I threw it over the fence. Then I counted the post.
And remembered where it was.
Yeah, none of that. And you know, I went back to get there. The only way I could find in the dark was to lay down on the ground, roll, keep rolling, until it hit a bump. And I brought them into the building. Boy. Guys knew I had them. It's about two leaves apiece.
So was that pretty much the only vegetable you ended up getting while you were there?
Well, once in a while you'd have pea soup.
Hmm.
And all the peas would have a bug inside of it. But that was your meat ration.
At least you had a sense of humor about it.
And then the Red Cross or whatever was come in and they made complaints to them, said they should increase our food. Well, what they did, they gave us a leveled off teaspoon of sugar once a day towards the end.
Wow. That must have gotten you zinging if you hadn't had any sugar for a long time or any food.
Every little bit helped.
Yeah. Yeah. How about, did you watch people be brought into the camps, and did they deal with the women or the children? Were there women and children in your camp, or was it just military?
Well, not officially accepted. The Germans, you know, they captured Warsaw.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they brought all the prisoners, women and children and army men and civilians, the whole lot brought them into our camp. And they stayed up outside all night long in the snow, just a little bit.
The women and children?
Yeah, they had babies and everything. And they stayed out in the snow and sang all night long.
They sang?
Yeah.
To keep warm?
Well.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that must have been haunting.
It was.
Yeah.
Oh, see, my kids. So.
Yeah.
I don't know what they did with them after they left that camp.
Hmm.